The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for mid-June 2020. First up, I really wanted to hit something I'm totally excited for. There's a huge announcement this week of Freedom 5, a Sentinel Comics board game. Now, this is what they're calling the next evolution of the Defenders of the Realm series. The Freedom 5 will be kind of a Sentinels Comics or Sentinels of the Multiverse kind of skin on top of the re-implementation of the Defenders of the Realm. Now, Defenders of the Realm, what you're doing is it's kind of the fantasy theme where you're trying to keep all the three different generals and their monsters from getting to the capital city in the game. And through that, everyone's got a lot of different player powers, and it's kind of a round by round thing where sometimes they'll move, sometimes they won't move, but you're going throughout trying to stomp out the kind of the blight there. So in Freedom 5, this one is going to be also, of course, designed by Richard Lanius. We'll also have Adam Sadler and Brady Sadler, the Sadler brothers. This one will be in Arcane Wonders and Greater Than Games combination there in their Dice Tower Essentials line. There'll be a Kickstarter later this year, so this one should come out next year. But of course, since the Freedom 5 kind of theme to it is going to be something that I really want to see how they do, and since the Sadler brothers have a lot of kind of history in doing a lot of kind of like dungeon crawl, things like that with other quests, I think they'll really help to expand on Richard Lanius's earlier design of both the Defenders of the Realm and Defenders of the Last Stand, the other game in that series. So this ought to be one to really look forward to. Once it comes out on Kickstarter, I'll have a lot more information. Hopefully, I might even be able to get an early look at this one, being that it is from Greater Than Games. With any luck, I'll be able to get some playtest of this and give you a little bit more information. But man, I cannot wait to see this one. Next up is the thing that has the Warhammer community all abuzz, and it is their favorite thing. This is a huge big box release called Warhammer 40K Indomitus. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Warhammer community site where they go over all the things that are in this huge box. It is what they call the biggest box they've ever released, and I think if you're either coming back to 40K or even if you're a veteran, I'm not sure this is going to be a newbie friendly, but who knows. If you're really looking to get into it, this is kind of going to be the box to do it, because there's going to be really huge box, a lot of stuff in there. And this is going to be a box that's highly sought after next month's release. It'll be in July. I have no idea the price, and I haven't seen it listed. I tried to do a little search, but didn't see any price listed anywhere at all either, so keep a lookout for that one. It's going to have Space Marines and the Necrons in that box. It's going to have 71 push-fit miniatures. It'll have that core book from it, a usual assembly guide, a transfer sheet, and such like that. And then there's the Edge of Silence book. I'll go to that site I'm going to link for you if you're interested in seeing what the minis look like. They look amazing. I mean, obviously, they look a lot better because everything is painted on their community site. I'm pretty sure none of these things will come painted as usual so that you can do it, because that's kind of half the fun of all that as well. Next up, AEG announced they'll be releasing a new game by John D. Clare in November called Cubitos. Now, this one is kind of a 30 to 60 minute, it's kind of like a 1 hour wonder, kind of a super filler. It's 2 to 4 players, and it's going to be, you're taking the role of participants in the annual Cube Cup, a race of strategy and luck to determine the Cubitos champion. Each player has a runner on a racetrack and support team, and it's going to be represented by the dice that you roll. So you're going to be using different dice that's going to help you move along the racetrack, get new dice, and use abilities, and also, those will have other dice as well. Don't push your luck rolling too much or you could bust. I'm guessing there's going to be kind of a, we're pulling out certain dice and then rolling them. And if you get a certain amount of bad rolls, then your turn will be over. John DeClaire, really good designer, really one that I really kind of liked in the last couple of years. So keep an eye out for this one. Being that this is a kind of a smaller game, I'm not sure the price. I think this one will probably be about $50. I wouldn't say smaller, but it's going to be about $50 because there are a lot of dice in there. So my guess is $40 to $50 from AEG. And again, this will be out later this year. Now, I think with no cons this year, we're going to start to see a lot of July release dates for games that would, you know, normally have been released at Gen Con or even Essen, and a bunch of these games that I'm going to mention kind of coming up right now. The op has licensed Spot It from Asmodee to release some new games in that line this fall. So the op plans to release new Spot It games that'll be retailing usually about $15 for them. Now, you may remember Spot It. It was a Blue Orange release title from about, I mean, it's been around forever, but it was Blue Orange title that until recently, about 2015, Asmodee acquired the game rights, and now Asmodee is going to be licensing a lot of this to the OP. This likely means that the op will have some licenses on that Spot It, as they got a ton of great licenses. Pretty sure they got Harry Potter, Star Wars, Deadpool, probably even like a Marvel Spot It. Man, it's such a fun little game. I used to play this one a lot with my kids. It's kind of that perfect kind of being at the beach house or waiting for dinner game, because they come in these little round tins. And usually in the game, you'll put one card down and then you'll have to play a card in your hand. There's a bunch of different ways to play it. But generally what you do is you'll find something that is represented on that card. You know, if it was the NHL version that we played, there was, you know, there'd either be things from hockey or hockey teams logos on it. And if you had something in your hand that matched it, you put it down on top. And it's kind of a pretty fun, fast, frenetic game where you're kind of just matching things and making, you know, saying what you're matching on there as you're putting them down. So this could be a real big thing for the op to, you know, combine with this with a lot of their licenses, because you can just only imagine, you know, between faces or icons of things of Marvel or even Marvel or Deadpool, things like that, they could really release a lot of really cool stuff in there. Asmodee is going to be releasing The Magnificent in July in the U.S. Now, I covered this back in November when it was one of the hotnesses from Essen Spiel last year. Now, The Magnificent is kind of a dice drafting game. It's got this really cool mystical world that has a lot of really cool art, kind of has a little bit, darker feel, but it looks really cool because of the whole mysticism and dice drafting. And depending on the numbers rolled and the color of the dice you're doing, there'll be different things that you can do and different things that, places that you can play these dice. This is kind of a medium to heavier weight game, but one I was really looking forward to. I'm glad it's coming over here. It's a 1-4 player game, plays in about 60 to 90 minutes. This one originally by Aporta, but it'll be Asmodee US that's going to be bringing it over. So look out for that one coming out next month. Z-Man is also putting out their Pandemic Hot Zone in July as well. It's going to be priced at about $20. It's kind of looks to be pandemic light or an introductory or maybe kind of a more family-centered pandemic. Again, that one will be probably about $20 and it'll be released. I believe it'll probably be released in all mass market stores. So this will be interesting to see how that one does play as well. A few Munchkin releases also have been announced. Steve Jackson has revealed Munchkin Something Fishy and Munchkin Tales of the Season. There are going to be two new expansions, and there's also another expansion that the op and Steve Jackson have announced together called Munchkin Critical Role, which will be kind of one of those normal bigger box $25 releases in the fall, which will basically be a Critical Role theme of the regular Munchkin. But Munchkin Something Fishy will play, it's going to be with any of the Munchkin Fantasy, and it's going to be have this underwater theme to it. It's going to be a $12 expansion to there, kind of a medium expansion for it, whereas Munchkin Tales of the Season is going to be a Christmas theme. It's going to be a mini expansion, and it's specifically made for Munchkin Tales, see the Tales of the Season. This one's going to be $7, and like I said, those will be released, I believe this one will be released in September. Those two, whereas I'm not sure the release date of the Munchkin Critical Role. It's probably going to be about the same time. So on over to digital releases now. Now, it's not quite tabletop, but I have always been addicted to Slay the Spire, which is the digital deck-building, dungeon crawl, kind of roguelike game. I absolutely love Slay the Spire. It's released now. You can check that one out on, I believe it's on a Switch now, and iOS, I think it even came out this weekend. But I did want to let everyone know about Monster Train. It's a new game in a similar vein, and it's kind of got my addiction going right now. It's kind of a roguelike mixed with a tower defense, but it kind of hides it pretty well, I think, because I know a lot of people who hate tower defense, but those people were the ones that were kind of falling in love with this and told me about the game. So it's probably for everybody, even if you don't necessarily like tower defense. I absolutely love this one. I believe it's $25 on Steam. That is called Monster Train. So check that one out. It may look a little weird, but once you start playing, it'll feel very familiar if you know how to play Slay the Spire. Really, really cool. So we've got three Kickstarters to talk about. First one I'm going to talk about is Mini Rogue. This was kind of a smaller game, kind of a micro game for a few years ago, but it's kind of reintroduced now by Nuts Publishing. This one is kind of a roguelike, little small roguelike dungeon crawl where you're going to be one to two players, probably going to play mostly, it looks like it plays very, very well solo, and it has this little card set up. Very, very cool, small game. It's only going to be about $17, but there's a million add-ons and expansions, so you can kind of go up to pretty high on that. But that's also, I believe that is in pounds. So you're looking at, a $20 US game there. This one is well funded. Got about a week to go by the time you hear that one, hear this, but there's it does look pretty cool. Art style is very nifty and it does look like it plays very well. This is, again, one to two players, 12 and up, and it's going to play in about 30 to 45 minutes. I'm always looking for those really cool little solo games that can play very quickly. It kind of reminds me of Unbroken with that kind of gameplay a bit. This one looks a little bit lighter than Unbroken, which can be a very, very difficult game, but also a fun one as well. But check the one out, Mini Rogue. There's also Die in the Dungeon, another one that's got about a week to go and well-funded. This is by Fundamental Games, and it's also made by Wesley Woodbury, who had put out Deck O' Dice and also Legends of Novus, which is a pretty cool fantasy-themed board game. In Die in the Dungeon, you're going to be using the polyhedral dice, or what we love to call dork dice. We say that lovingly, of course. This is where you're actually playing kind of the monsters in the dungeon, and you'll be making up a, kind of a boss monster. Kind of does remind me of the game Boss Monster a little bit, because you're playing as the bad guys, where you're playing, making up your dungeon, and you're going out looking for the heroes into the dungeon. Now, it's going to be, a smaller 30 to 45 minute time frame, one to two player game. And it looks really cool because I really like the art style. And who doesn't love chucking polyhedral dice? I absolutely love this sort of thing. Check this one out. It's going to be about $40 to get in on the main game. There looks to be a lot of stuff in this box. And of course, like I like to say all the time, dice are not cheap. So when you're getting a ton of dice in this box and all these cards, that's kind of why you're going to get about that $40 price range, even for a 30 to 45 minute game. But since this one is already funded, definitely check it out. Again, it's got about a week to go, and that is Die in the Dungeon. And last up, kind of more of a medium euro weight game. This is Merchants of the Dark Road. This one is going to be by Elf Creek Games and Brian Shuri. I really like his games. He's put out Winterborn and a game that I covered a while ago, Freshwater Fly. He also put out Coldwater Crown. I really absolutely love Freshwater Fly and can't wait to try Winterborn. This looks in that same really cool kind of, you're doing a lot of fun things in Merchants of the Dark Road. You're actually the merchants here trying to sell your goods to either other stores or, of course, adventurers that will go out and do, their adventuring things. So it kind of puts a little twist on the whole fantasy theme where you are the merchants, and there'll be all sorts of really cool things that you'll be doing, either going on expeditions to, get your goods and also kind of selling your goods, other things with your wagons and such like that. Looks really cool. To get in on this one is going to be about $50 or more. There's kind of a little bit more that has a deluxe edition for $75. There's also this all-in, which kind of has these deluxe coin pouches, card sleeves, things like that for $125. But if you're just looking to get in there, you're going to be about $50 for that one. That one is called Merchants of the Dark Road. Looks really cool. Again, check it out. It's got about a week and a half left to go when you do hear this as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I want to remind everyone to be welcoming and inclusive of everyone at your gaming table. Everyone is welcome at my gaming table, no matter what race, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. It's all about being together and having some fun. So until next time, make sure to grab a good game, have some fun with family and friends, and of course, I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.